I think the fatal mistake of events is not squeezing the juice from those interactions and doing those follow-ups and being really thoughtful about what you learned at the event about your attendees and putting that into action and following up with content that reiterates that value.
Great events create great brands, but pulling off an event that engages, excites, and connects audiences, well, that takes a village. And we're that village. My name is Alyssa.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Felicia.
And you're listening to Great Event, the podcast for all event enthusiasts, creators, and innovators in the world of events and marketing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. It's another Matt Hines Takeover Week. And in this week's episode, Matt had the chance to flip the script and put me in the hot seat alongside fellow Cventer and former Splash CMO, Kate Hammett. In this episode, amongst the giggles, we also take some time to break down the rise of event-led growth, ELG, as we like to call it here at Cvent, as a core go-to-market motion, and how organizations can turn their total event program into a growth engine. Matt, Kate, and myself explore what ELG is, why it's gaining traction, and what companies need to do to operationalize it for pipeline, retention, and expansion.
All right, welcome back to Cvent Connect. We're going to talk about event-led growth. This was something we talked about on stage, Kate, earlier today. So we've had here Kate Hammett, VP of Marketing at Cvent, and Alyssa Peltier, the Director of Marketing Strategy and Insights at Cvent Consulting. My very important first question, I think I'm going to start with Alyssa. What is it like at Lane Stadium when the first couple bars of Enter Sandman start and everyone is jumping up and down? Like, do you get chills every single time?
Yeah, that is an experience for sure. I highly recommend it. And honestly, I was there when Metallica actually played live.
You were there. Oh.
Not recently. Oh, okay. It was in 2011.
When they did the entrance.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were there. They performed live. It is really cool. So, yeah, I mean, your heart's racing. You're jumping in the stand. They're all metal. So it's like...
Awesome. All right, so
highly recommend it.
So for context, Alyssa is a Virginia Tech alum.
I am.
Virginia Tech is, you know, college football, when they enter, they play Enter Sandman, and they play that intro, and as soon as they hit the drop, the entire team explodes out of the... Oh, I'm getting chills right now.
I almost need to tell you that I married a who. So I married a man who went to UVA. Not only went to UVA, but is in Charlottesville, but also...
I was just going to say, let's embrace the Cavaliers here.
Maybe not
for football, but for all the Olympic and sport.
That's great.
Sports that people don't care about.
That's fantastic.
We're really, really good at.
Is that my husband tries to claim that Enter Sandman is every team's football song.
Not true.
And I was like, no, sir. If you
not
look
true.
It up on the Googles and AI, because that's all we've been talking about now.
Yeah,
they're going to tell you it's Virginia Tech's entrance.
Yeah, not true. So Metallica played a full-on concert like just a couple months ago at Lane Stadium. And all you can see on YouTube now is they played it at the end, right? And they start that. I mean, it was a seismic activity at Lane Stadium when the entire stadium jumping up and down. I'm still getting chill.
It's just
amazing. All right.
Well, catch up.
All right. Having fun here on our last episode of this podcast. I guess we should talk a little bit about work. We'll get back to college football.
They're related. I see the threads already coming together.
Go.
Yeah.
We've talked so much this week about building amazing experiences and a lot of who I've been talking to. You know, they're not just event planners anymore.
Yep.
They are experience builders. They're community connectors. I don't know. I can use all the words. I'm probably going to fall short on them. But,
that's okay.
You know, this is a creative industry.
Yep.
Whether you identify as a planner, whether you identify as a marketer.
Yep.
Ultimately, the outcome is an amazing experience. And so I think, like, at some point in time, somebody was like, Metallica, Enter Sandman, we're playing at the entrance and the opening. I don't know what year that was because I wasn't there for it.
Yeah.
But that's an amazing experience.
Yes.
And like that, you can feel it. Like, I'm like, oh, the hairs are sticking up. Like, that's what the people do here at Cvent Connect or have the power to do. Some do it better than others. But like, I think that's ultimately what this is about.
Well, everyone here's been talking about that, right? And I think like, you know, you're saying like, hey, let's talk about the who's as well. And there's something about where you went to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's stay with football for a second. Like, if you're a fan of a professional team, like, that's fine. Maybe you grew up in that town. It's something that's part of you. But you are part of that school.
Yeah.
You attended that school, so there's an identity there that is a deeper thing. And I think that can exist at a conference. Like, if you can find an event, whether it's a big conference like this or a smaller event, when you look at how many hugs versus handshakes happen in the room, it's sort of a sign of what kind of community you are building.
I love this. I love it. It's so true. I mean, that's what we're feeling right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it always made me laugh when people would talk about, like,
the dawn of hybrid events. And when you think about like sporting events, I'm like, we've been doing this for a very long time. Remember when you grew up watching the Olympics and there were people there and there were people watching on TV? Hybrid event. Yeah. We've been doing this for a while. But yeah, I think that like culture building, I mean, that's the essence of the art. I think where we're trying to go from an event perspective is getting more of the science.
Yeah.
And marrying those two. And that is really where the magic happens.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're kind of talking about event-led growth without having to talk about sure. event-led growth, right? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, at this event, the last couple of days, you've got an event technology company marketing to event planners about marketing. So there's a few levels of meta there. And that's hard for a lot of reasons, in part because the people coming here, they've been to a few events. They're probably very critical about events. They're noticing the details of an event more than sort of what I mean, an average event attendee would be, including the event experience, which is a large part of what Cvent sells. Yeah. Is that intimidating? Does that feel like a high bar? Does that feel like we're just going to let our flag fly and do what we do well?
I will say, and this is coming from having formerly sat on the meetings and events team, yeah. it is an incredibly high bar for yeah. this group. And yeah. I think our head of events, who also happens to be host on our Great Events podcast by Cvent, holds yourself to that standard. It's mm-hmm. like, I can't disappoint this group. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that we're building an incredible experience and that we're one-upping ourselves every single year. Yeah. That's easier yeah. said than done.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that easy to be innovative every single year. And there are budget constraints and there are, you yeah. know, it's yeah. it's not that easy. But I yeah. do think that Cvent, it does continue to innovate in its event experiences. But yeah, there's still room for growth.
Yeah. I think every time you're looking at like, what's the next best thing? And having gone to Connects early in our history at Cvent mm-hmm. and then, you know, being a part of Splash and coming back to Cvent. Mm-hmm. So this is my first Connect in some time and seeing, you know, how everything has evolved along with what, you know, the industry needs. Like it's also been about, you know, more networking or different types of experiences and how that's evolved over time. So even if something's working in 2025, you're not going to see it in 2027.
I'll just like double down on that because like audience centricity is everything. I know like in the, you know, corporate space, we always talk about customer centricity, but mm-hmm. in an event space, your audience is the customer is the audience. Mm-hmm. And so being ruthless and scrutinizing every detail for that audience,
yeah.
I think that's why planners get a bad rap because they're like, we're feedback obsessed, but it's yeah. because it's insights.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. that's really understanding your audience. That's a focus group for you for every single year. And so treating
yeah.
your event as that kind of test pool year over year over year and starts to get that scientific mindset mm-hmm. in it like you're talking about.
Well, you have to keep raising the bar because the bar keeps getting raised in general. Like you said, mm-hmm. like, hey, we've been doing hybrid events forever. Yeah. It's 1984. I'm watching the Olympics on TV from Los Angeles and they happen to also be happening live, but that's it, right? Yeah. There's no recordings. You watch it or you miss it. Now, all of a sudden, there's interaction. There's social, mm-hmm. right? There's engagement among community members. You've got the opportunity to say, you like judo? They like judo. Yeah. Let's have a judo conversation yeah. happen that the snowboarding people may not care about, mm-hmm. right? And so the segmentation and the engagement opportunity has gotten far more complex,
yeah.
but I would argue far richer. Like the opportunity and the advantage you have, if you can lean into that opportunity as a brand, facilitating and organizing and producing and enabling that experience is powerful.
Well, and think about, is there any other channel where you can do that in marketing? That you have that like true intense moment together?
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know. Is there? Not really.
I mean, no one says like, oh my gosh, this is my eighth year reading like your report. You
yeah,
know,
but here. Oh my God, that white paper.
Yeah.
I know. One annual
okay,
report.
There might be some random outlier who's like, I am so obsessed with this report. I've read it every year for 10 years. But like, you see the pride
That's
of
true.
Our attendees here being like, this is my eighth Connect.
Yeah.
Or this is my first Connect. And let's celebrate you and let's find a place for all those things. But no one remembers the digital piece.
Well, and we talk about that in the context of event-led growth, right? How, like, mm-hmm. these are moments that can kind of compress the sales cycle. They can kind of compress and accelerate the customer experience on the customer journey, whatever stage that they're progressing to, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe from, hey, I was just a customer to now I'm, like, a raving fan. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with this brand. I need to do more with them. Whatever it is, the events have that velocity associated with them that I don't think any other tactic or channel in our mix has.
So right. you think about people, I get yeah. 10,000 people at this conference. There are a lot of competitors here, people that compete with each other. But even amongst competitors, an opportunity to share and learn from each other and get better.
It's connection at the end of
yeah.
it, right? What's the common denominator? Competition can be that denominator yeah. in that scenario. So I think that not only builds community, but it builds the connection amongst frenemies,
yep.
if you will. We're not frenemies.
If you're listening to this, they're not hugging it up. They're sharpening knives. Look at that. This will get interesting later.
meet the parents. Yep. The two eyes.
Shank the Hokie. Okay, we'll play that. That sounded wrong. We're going to keep going. So whenever you do an event like this, this is a big production. It takes a long time to pull together. It's very expensive. And I don't know if in your organization, but in a lot of companies we work with, they complain and complain and complain about how much time and effort and distraction is up until you have it. And then you get there and you're like, this was amazing. We need to do this every other week or something.
Welcome
right?
to my inner monologue. Yeah. The last 10 days.
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Facetiously, I love events.
Yeah, so much.
And then you leave.
But then you get here. Then this happens. And one of the worst things you can do is leave here and start planning for the next event.
Yeah.
And not capitalize on all the goodwill you created here. Goats, kittens, James Vanderbeek, all of it matters, right? And so when you think about this as not a growth by events, but event-led growth, where event is the catalyst, event is the center point. For people listening to this that are doing their own events, big or small, how do you continue that momentum, that human experience and that spark when we're not here anymore?
Yeah. Just from the content piece, that must live on.
Yeah.
And we have so many distribution channels now that the human connection, I think, can live on in certain ways by keeping up your event programs and giving those opportunities for handshakes and hugs. But I think the fatal mistake of events, at least that I've been a part of over the years, is not squeezing the juice from those interactions and doing those follow-ups and being really thoughtful about what you learned at the event about your attendees and putting that into action and following up with content that reiterates that value.
And I like to start with the end game in mind. Why did you build that event in the first place?
Yeah.
And how is it connected to a broader strategy, right? So it isn't now how do I make all of this content work? It's already assumed. I built this event because it's been plugged into something behind me, right? That's part of this journey, these nurtures, this campaigns, experiences, however it is manifesting. But that omnichannel marketing is really important in this.
Yep.
And I think events are part of that. They aren't just a moment, capture, produce, push. It's we are pushing because they were aligned to something before the event even took place.
And I want to mention something, toot your horn, actually, because I felt this was really powerful moment on Monday. We had marketing leaders around the table. There are about 12 of us and talking about what our kind of hopes and dreams were for incorporating AI and how we're going to handle the future. And we all sort of made a pact around the table we're doing this next year. So, a year from now, we're going to be where? And Alyssa had everybody kind of go around and share that around the table. And we had created such a community within, the exercises and the conversation that we are all going to hold each other accountable. So it's what are you going to say for a year from now? All right. And then we're going to check in. And that was a really cool moment for me. It was very authentic. Yeah. It was certainly teed up by, your event design. But that, I think, is really when the magic happens in events and you can do that. It doesn't have to be just a small bespoke group. But you can give that magic and kind of next year, we're going to circle up and see where we're at.
Yeah, you can connect the dots for the group already, right? It's whether that's a content piece that you're following up with or a next event, the next touch point, how do you continue the relationship that you formed?
Yeah, and so just slide that registration form.
And another contract.
We'll give you right to the airport if you sign this right now.
Yeah.
So if part of having that great event experience is feeling part of something, feeling like you're coming here and I'm not alone, I may have to do this myself at my company, but there's 10,000 other people here that face these same challenges, feeling like you're part of something bigger. If that's a big piece of these being successful, when I take this outside of the event, there's other channels and formats that I can use to continue that bond, right? I think about even CMO Coffee Talk, right?
Yeah.
The CMO group that you're a part of, Kate, that we've done physical in-person meetups. But I think a key part of that is not just people that are CMOs, but it's the person in the CMO role.
Mm-hmm.
It's the person behind it and the challenges they face. And as we all move on in our career journey and life journeys, to be able to talk about how we do this well at work, but also talk about and care about each other as people.
Mm-hmm.
That is a uniquely human element.
Yeah.
Right? That I think is very hard to do purely in a Zoom call, very hard to do purely in a Slack channel.
Yeah.
And being able to get together and prioritize in-person events, but think about the multi-channel, multi-sensory nature of enabling that for people. That means integration of channels. It means integration of teams across an organization. A lot easier said than done, but incredibly powerful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think we're talking about, why events work, right? Yeah. We're talking about authenticity and vulnerability, which are things that are increasingly becoming scarce in the current climate, right? Like, I've probably spent 3 days just gabbing about AI, which I was like, kind of like lukewarm on Sunday at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And by 9 a.m. this morning, I talked to my husband for an hour and a half, and I was like, AI everything. Yeah. Like, all things everywhere. Mm-hmm. I felt the burst of energy this week and feel very ignited in my career, in my learning and development, in my own learning and development. You don't do that usually when you're staffing an event, right?
No.
Felt the exchange of information.
Yeah. If you were doing this remote, and for those that, maybe listen to this, maybe you were at the event or maybe you were, watching online, I totally different experience. If you're watching us on Zoom, you're not getting it the way you are in the room. If you're in the room, like you may be on your laptop, but you don't have the same, like if you're sitting in your office or home office, everything else is a distraction. You can't tell me you're not multitasking. So you're not getting that, whatever it is. It's just not the same.
No, I feel like you have to be in the seat and feel the feelings and be in the cold conference room.
Yeah. And I think that as we continue to get more saturated with digital channels and digital noise, as more companies say we could do it faster, easier, and just do it all digitally, there'll be plenty of companies that forego that experience. Yeah. And as I told someone else in that seat earlier today, like, I really hope my competitors lean in on that strategy, because I don't think it's going to work as well. I think they're going to miss an opportunity to create a real connection between them and the customer, between them and their prospects, and customers amongst each other, that give their brand the credit for that.
We talked about that yesterday in our open forum discussion. We talked about in the executive marketer exchange about a perfect example of that is LinkedIn right now. We're just being bombarded with what is very, very easily fake messages. Oh. You're seeing just like trash content, honestly.
Yep.
M-dash
emojis. Yeah. So we're discerning as humans.
Yeah.
Like, we don't give ourselves enough credit, but I do think that we are discerning. Yeah. Again, it's the testament to why the human component in your marketing strategy is so impactful.
And it's shared pain, too. I mean, I think that's why, like, the community stuff that where I met Matt has been so powerful, because you're identifying, you're finding that community, you're sharing those pains, you have promises for the future. And so I think we're all, like, around AI, like, there's a lot of shared pain of how do we harness this? How do we avoid risk? And we're really on the precipice of a new way of working. So that's kind of a shared pain, but also a very exciting promise. So I feel like I don't have, last year's Connect to compare to, but it's particularly exciting as we're, looking into a future that's just going to be totally different than what we've experienced so far, which is so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Exciting, scary, all the things.
All the things.
Everywhere, all at once.
Yeah.
It's a journey. There's no destination. We just keep moving forward. The worlds keep changing.
Yep.
The technology keeps changing, but we'll make it work. Well, Alyssa and Kate, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Enjoy the goats. Enjoy the kittens.
Yeah.
Enjoy the party tonight. It's been a good couple days. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
And you can help fellow event professionals and marketers just like you discover great events by leaving us a rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Stay connected with us on social media for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and some extra doses of inspiration.
Got a great story or an event to share? We want to hear from you. Find us on LinkedIn, send us a DM, or drop us a note at greatevents@cvent.com.
Big thanks to our amazing listeners, our guest speakers, and the incredible team behind the scenes. Remember, every great event begins with great people.
And that's a wrap. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep joining us as we redefine how to make events great.